Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm in the Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science at the University of Arizona. Today, I am honored to have Itzel Marquez talk about her PhD program at the University of Arizona. So Itzel, talk to me about your program.
I am a PhD student at the University of Arizona in Chemical Engineering, the Department of Chemical and Environmental Engineering.
Who are your advisors?
I have two advisors. One is Dr. Saez and the other one is Dr. Betterton.
Talk about your lab and the research you're working on.
Right now I'm working in two different research projects. One is related with wastewater treatment for potable reuse. So we are interested in understanding the degradation mechanisms of what we call trace organic contaminants, which are these organic molecules that are present in wastewater in very small concentrations, but even at those small concentrations, they can be harmful for the environment and for human beings.
So essentially ensuring that wastewater could be recycled and reused for drinking water.
Exactly. So awesome. If we want to use it for drinking purposes, we want to make sure we're cleaning it appropriately. We're developing mathematical models to predict the degradation of these contaminants in different situations.
Awesome. So that's research project one.
That is one. And the other one is related to the use of vegetation to control the transport of mine tailings.
Okay.
So we are using computational fluid dynamics to determine how effective is vegetation to sediment those particles. Mine tailings are the residues that we get from different mines. We want to make sure if we are stopping these particles from flying around so that population is exposed to them because they can be very toxic.
You're looking at how plants can hold these mine tailings, which are almost flower-like, right? And they're very easily movable by wind and water. So if plant roots can hold that down, right, we can reduce the amount of that dust and those particles that might have, what kind of things are we worried about in those?
Things like lead, like cadmium, and arsenic, very, very toxic metals that are present in these tailings.
And yeah, and so you're doing, say it again, computational?
Computational fluid dynamics, which is like using a software to predict how these particles are moving in different types of environments. So if we select one type of canopy, how the particles are going to move, if we select another one, so to try to find the best option.
Yeah. So why are you doing this degree, Itzel? What do you hope? What are you passionate about? What are your professional goals?
While I was doing my master's degree, I started working with wastewater. And then I realized I was really passionate about water and about science and also about teaching because I was also teaching. So I wanted to keep working on research and I knew I wanted it to be wastewater. And I also knew that I wanted to be a professor. So in order to do that, I started looking professionally in that direction, and that is how I decided to pursue a PhD degree.
Well, you're definitely on the right track, and you're doing outstanding work, and I know that you're working very hard. So we're very excited that you're at the University of Arizona, and we look forward to you becoming a professor of the future. You know, so when you're doing these fluid mechanic models and, you know, running your essentially mathematical models, what are you listening to? What's your favorite band or favorite song?
I think I have many favorite bands, but I just recently discovered, like 2 weeks ago, a Mexican duet that is called Silvia y Carmen. And they have nice songs, and I think my favorite song from them is called Me Regalas Un Ratito.
Thank you so much, Itzel. We look forward to seeing your ongoing accomplishments in the field.
Thank you. Thank you very much.